If I ain't out in 45 minutes, just start pulling. Amen. Because we know we can come to church with the wrong attitude. Amen. And when you really think it's like, that's how you know it's a spiritual thing. For some, when you come here, you press it, you honor, you worship God. Sometimes the most negative thoughts come into your head. That's how you know it's real. It's a really spiritual thing. Amen. To try to get you off God. So God is good. And his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Let's turn to I'm going to read a couple more scriptures, amen, about thankfulness and having gratitude. And then I want to touch on this too, about what ungratefulness is like, amen, because we don't know nothing about that, right? We're all a bunch of grateful, thankful, cheerful people all the time. Hallelujah. It's quiet in here now, right? All right. Hallelujah. Let's go to Philippians chapter 4. And we're going to read verses 4 through 7. I have it. I give you guys a minute to get there. We get there, say amen. Everybody have it? Amen. And Philippians 4. Verse 4 reads, God's word says, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let's read that again. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Hallelujah. It's almost like, and you know, this helps me, you know, because I'm a man and I do like sports. This, you know, and it's like, do what you got to do, because you know when man looks at the outward, all right, and God looks at the inward, all right, and what it says, you got to do what you do to glorify God. It almost thinks about when they do them waves in the stadium. That looks so beautiful, don't it? Amen. So here God's word is saying this. You're saying, it's saying rejoice in the Lord always. Again, it's saying, so I rejoice. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You rejoice. Hallelujah. 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 Come back to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's flowing. All right. We're thankful. You know? And God is up there saying, wow, that looks beautiful. Those people look so positive and thankful. And they're doing on one accord, and it's flowing, and other people are looking at it, and they want to get into it too. It's always that one guy that wants to sit down with his hot dog and beer that don't want to get up, but he starts to look like the oddball, so he puts his beer down and he gets up too. Hallelujah. So it's the same way. We start rejoicing, hallelujah, and it's flowing. It goes out the door, past the liquor store. They put their wine down. Hallelujah. It goes up to the next block. The drug dealers put their drugs down. All right. Hallelujah. Because God sees it. But see, we try to figure out. God, don't try to figure them out. Just figure them in. It says if you have the faith of a mustard seed, we can move mountains. We don't even got the faith of a mustard seed. Yes, we do. So believe it. Believe it, if we start worshiping and thanking him right, Holy Spirit's going to flow in. You know? And it says judgment, because there's some things that I need to put down too, all right? To get it to so I could be made whole and have full gratitude, all right? Because like I say, I know I could be ungrateful also some things, but some things be taken away from you. You feel that's how you were ungrateful. Amen. We're at Philippians 4, right? Amen. We're doing our spiritual way. We're ushering in the Lord. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. For the Lord is at hand. Hallelujah. He's here. He's at hand. Be careful for nothing but everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be known unto God. Amen. And see, the one that stands out is the next verse. You know, in your prayers, the thanksgiving. So it's always thanking him, always honoring him, always worshiping him. And see, this is what happened to me Friday morning, verse 7. And the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So there I am, 8:30 in the morning, knowing I had to work to about 7 o'clock that day. That's right, 11 hours. And it was going to be a long day. You know, and Deke DeWitt was me, and you know, bless God, there's a lot of negative people down that place, man. You know. So the peace that surpasses all understanding came upon me, and I kept my mind on Jesus for that Friday, all right? I'll keep it on that Friday, you know? So it's through prayer and supplication. And the funny thing about it, it's like I say, and that's why I know God is good and where I want to go. You even mentioned cake in your Sunday school review, right, Minister O'Toole? And see, that's what I was talking about. When we think about it, this is how God works. When you make a cake, try eating an egg by itself. It's nasty. Try eating some flour by itself. It's nasty. Sugar, it might taste good, but too much is going to give you a stomach ache. So you understand, man, I was supposed to put all this stuff together. It's going to make something good. You got to be kidding me. So it's the same way when we worship and honoring God, all right? You know, I got a headache. I don't got as much as money as I think I should have. I know this person ain't going to do nothing but to try to make my day go bad. So why should I be thankful? Why should I be honoring God? Because you know what? In my prayer and supplication, when I throw it all together, that negative person, that headache, all right, that little bit of money I'm making, what I'm thankful for and I'm grateful for it, hallelujah. It's going to come out tasting like a nice chocolate cake. Or better yet, a brownie cheesecake. Because I like brownie cheesecake. Hallelujah. All right? So don't try to figure God out. Just figure him in there. And he's going to somehow, some way, make your worst day a good day. Hallelujah. All right? A day you're grateful for, all right? I'm grateful for that bad day because I tell you my life stories. I know I had a lot of days that weren't good, all right? But you know what? I'm so grateful for the good ones. Hallelujah. And see, the funny thing is, man, that guy that don't want us to be a positive, he tries to creep in there, and I got to remind myself. I think the first 3 months I was saved, I wrote a little bit of test. A short little story about some of the things I went through. And this is one of my old Bibles. Every now and then that thing falls out. And I read that. And it's like, man, Scott, you came a long way. You came a long way. You know, so some of the little problems and things that you think are a challenge right now. You know, like I said, the first day I came, I had a bicycle living in the basement wearing a white T-shirt. All right. Listen, I got more than a bicycle and a white T-shirt right now, all right? Hallelujah. All right, and my mind is a lot more focused upon things right now. Amen. I said I was going to touch it. I really don't want to do it, but we got to do it just to realize what we don't want to be ungrateful. It's two little scriptures I want to touch on, and then I think I'm going to close about ungratefulness. And the first one, let's go to Romans, the first chapter of Romans, and see if you guys can relate to this in any of your situations. And you know what? I'm sure I did. You know, but see, that's the great thing about Jesus. You know, when you're honest and about yourself, he's going to give you some help. He's going to give you some help. Honesty is the key. Romans 1. I don't want to read too many, but let me just, let's just start at verse 18. All right, let's just start at verse 18. I think I'm going to read to verse 23 maybe, or 22. And God's word says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth and unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has showed it unto them. For the visible things of him from creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even to eternal power God has, so that they are without excuse. Verse 21 is the really one that we want to focus upon, though. It says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but become vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Amen. So it's basically saying, it's like, go back. And it's good to do that. I'm God to deliver you from some things. And you might even know it. God, trust me. If you know Jesus like you should know Jesus, he's going to quickly show you how he's been there in your life. Amen. How you need him. But see, we can lead to our own understanding and become vain in our imagination, foolish in our heart is darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, we become fools. So you know, I'm not judging you, but this is God's word. If you come to church and you don't have nothing to be thankful for and you're ungrateful, you're a fool. Amen. You're a fool, you know. And listen, I've been fooled many times, and that's the funniest thing. You got to guard your heart on the way to church, because there's so many times just trying to get to church that there were things that will try to rile you up to get your mind off Jesus. And you'll come to church, and you'll be sitting back there. Man, I ain't singing that worship song, man. I'm in a bad mood right now. I don't know what they're so happy about. I got too many things to be negative about. No, you don't. Get behind me, Satan. The next one, let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Yeah, chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. And there's a lot of ungrateful and unthankful people going on right here. And this kind of talks about the end of times and how Jesus will be coming back. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. It sure seems like there's a lot of perilous times now. For men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemies, disobedient to parents, unthankful. Man, we can be very so unthankful. Amen. I mess with my wife a lot of times. She tells me when we're going, she's like, take the light, the yellow light. I say, it's not mine to take. Amen. You got to thank God for little things like that. The traffic, like Bishop shares about the guy he's driving around with, that he was thanking God for everything. You start to thank God for little things. If you're always thanking God, who do you think your mind is on? God. All right. That's the whole point of it. All right. So always thanking God, you realize he's there, and he's, you know, your mind stays upon him. All right. Without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers. We ain't got none of them in there, do we? His mercy endure forever. Hallelujah. All right. Incontinent, fierce, despiser of those that are good. Do we got any people around us like that? Or am I the only one? I tell you, and that's how I know it's a spiritual battle. Man, God will give you confirmation. It's like you're trying to do good. It's like, man, it's like people are more happy when you're doing wrong. You know? It's like, why does he want to do his job right? He's making us look bad. Stop it. No, I'm not. Because I'm doing what I do unto the Lord, all right? And I let people know that. And I tell you stuff. What's this read, verse 5? Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away from them negative people. Amen. Them unthankful people. Like I said, I believe them nine guys, they were probably thankful. I'm sure you've been healed from leprosy or whatever and delivered. We have good things to say about Jesus. We're thankful to him. We can share a positive testimony, but are we grateful for him? Do we have gratitude? Amen. So that's the whole point, I believe, the Holy Spirit we're trying to get across today. And I'm going to read Psalms 105, and we're going to close with a grateful heart. I like that song. With a grateful heart and a song of praise. Yeah, I know it don't sound good, but I'm not singing it for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse Psalms 105. This is just a little bit more being thankful, rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. Being positive, grateful, gratitude. Amen. Psalms 105. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among thy people. Amen. So, you know, you let the people know. You know, when you look and murmur and complain and looking all sad, you know, you don't tell them about Jesus then, but when you're positive about his name, it's because of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's because of God, you know. His make known his deeds among people. Let people know. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Hallelujah. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. See, it's some work right there. It's some action. Just like I said, it's easy to stay thankful. I mean, thank you. And you know it's not thank you. I could say a lot. We probably said thank you to a police officer that gave us a ticket. I don't think you're saying thank you. You might be saying something else. But his mercy endures forever. All right. Hallelujah. You know you did it. Come on. Maybe some of your students, teacher gave you, you told the teacher thank you for an F. I think you weren't saying thank you. Glory is let the heart then rejoice and seek the Lord. Hallelujah. So it's some work. Seek him. Seek him. Hallelujah. And when you're seeking him, verse 4 sums it all up. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Hallelujah. So when you believe you're falling into the ungratefulness and there's a lot of things going around that you don't have no reason to thank him, seek him, thank him. Participate in the worship. Hallelujah. You know, let's cheer our team on. Hallelujah. Amen. We're on God's team now. Hallelujah. Let's cheer him on. Hallelujah. Let's do that spiritual wave, rejoicing in the Lord, and just let it just flow, not just on Sunday through Monday and throughout the week. Amen. So seek the Lord in his strength and seek his face forevermore. Hallelujah. I just thank and bless the Lord for his opportunity, and I thank the Lord for his mercy endure forever.